From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A convicted murderer has been executed by firing squad in Utah. James Nelson reports it's the first time that method of execution has been used there in 14 years, and Utah is the only state where it's still allowed.
Ronnie Lee Gardner was executed by a five-member firing squad early Friday at the Utah State Prison. Utah Attorney General Mark Shurtleff gave the okay to proceed with the execution and then tweeted the message, "May God grant him the mercy he denied his victims." Gardner, when asked if he had any last words, replied simply, "No." Ronnie Lee Gardner was condemned to die for the murder of an attorney during a bloody escape attempt from a courthouse in 1985. For NPR News, I'm James Nelson in Draper, Utah.
Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, the man in charge of the government's response to the oil spill, says he wants to increase the number of vessels helping skim up the oil that's gushing into the Gulf of Mexico.
We've got a little over 400 skimmers that are self-contained vessel-type skimmers. In our area of responsibility, we need a lot more. We have a lot of skimmers that are just plain equipment. These are drum skimmers, disc skimmers, and just pulling boom behind boats that can get oil. And we can use our vessels of opportunity to do that. But our goal is to significantly ramp up the number of skimmers.
Allen also said the drilling of relief wells to plug the leaking oil well in the Gulf is going slightly ahead of schedule, but still will not be complete until late summer. Many people are still fishing along the Gulf Coast, despite the threats posed by the oil spill. NPR's Yuki Noguchi spoke with a group of tourists returning from a fishing trip off the coast of St. Bernard's Parish.
For the entire month of May, the waters near Warren Dudenheffer's charter boat company in Hopedale, Louisiana, were shut down for fishing. So far, with no oil showing up, however, some of the waters are open again. And Russell Lentz and his friends were out fishing with Dudenheffer in the Gulf of Mexico, and they say they think the waters are fine.
Whoa, easy now.
Captain Dudenheffer seems proud of his client's haul.
At the 25-pound drum, and that redfish is about 20. We got some 3 to 4 pound speckled trout. That's the biggest one right there, it looks like.
Fishing continues in the far western part of the state and east of the oil slick near Plaquemines Parish. Still, it's the height of shrimping season, and many of the boats are idle in the water. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, in New Orleans.
Kyrgyzstan's interim president says up to 2,000 people may have been killed so far in the ethnic violence that's raking the southern part of that country. A top U.S. diplomat is calling the situation there a humanitarian crisis. Assistant Secretary of State Robert Blake speaking after visiting a refugee camp in Uzbekistan where minority Uzbeks from Kyrgyzstan are gathering after fleeing the violence that's raking their country. The United Nations has doubled its estimate of the number of refugees and now says some 400,000 people have been driven from their homes. Blake is calling for an investigation into the ethnic clashes. This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama turns his attention back to the economy today. NPR's Mara Liasson reports the president travels to Columbus, Ohio, to meet with workers at a road project being funded by the administration's Economic Recovery Act.
The president wants to convince Americans that the Recovery Act is creating jobs. And when he appears at the corner of East Livingston and Parsons Avenues in Columbus today, he'll mark the groundbreaking of the 10,000th Recovery Act road project. Yesterday at the White House, Vice President Joe Biden said the Recovery Act is creating and saving jobs.
We're going to find out every month whether the American people feel better about their circumstance, feel more secure in the job they have, feel more hopeful about getting a job, and are able to continue to send their kids back to college in September, be able to make sure they can pay their bills. That's what's happening in America.
But the White House is battling a perception that the Recovery Act hasn't helped enough or been able to bring down the unemployment rate, which is still stuck at just under 10%. Mara Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
The Los Angeles Lakers are the champions of the National Basketball Association again. They staged a dramatic come-from-behind rally in the fourth quarter last night to edge the Boston Celtics 83-79. Kobe Bryant led the Lakers scoring with 23 points and was named the series MVP. He accepted the trophy from the legendary Celtic player Bill Russell. Bryant says he wasn't focusing on the history, though, just the game.
I know every series that the Lakers have played in. I mean, I was a Laker nut. And I know every Celtics series. I know every statistic. So, you know, it meant the world to me as well, but I couldn't focus on it. I had to focus on playing.
It's the Lakers' 16th NBA championship. I'm Craig Windham.